This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. If you're someone who puts up your Christmas tree the day after Halloween, you'll like this next story. But if you're someone who waits to put up the decorations until after you've had turkey on Thanksgiving, we hope you'll stay with us as well. The University of Louisiana at Monroe welcomes the community with holidays at ULM next Tuesday night, November 25th at 5:30 p.m. in Brown Auditorium. The event features holiday music, the lighting of the campus, and Ace the Warhawk will fly Santa in for an early visit. My guests are Dr. Deborah Chandler, the Director of Choral Activities, and Dr. Jason Reinhardt, Assistant Director of Bands, both familiar to the KEDM audience as hosts of programs here on KEDM. Jason, first of all, we talk about this as an event for the whole family, really for the entire community to come take part in.
That's what we, when we talk about putting this concert together, it's not, you know, like regular concerts when we say, okay, what music would be good for our ensembles to perform? It's what is going to get the audience, you know, happy, cheerful, what's going to, you know, sing, you know, set them away and going away singing and humming, you know. So we kind of put all the music together and talk about things, and it's more of a, you know, kind of a pops concert, I guess, if you want to call it, you know, based around holiday music.
And since the university semester ends so early, it ends up a couple of days before Thanksgiving, but at the same time, let's call it the pre-Macy's Day. You know, Macy's Day, you know, Thanksgiving parade is always the kickoff of the Christmas season. Well, we're doing it a couple of days early. And I think that's a fun thing to be able to get your family involved in.
I think it sets the mood for the season. You know, I used to hate that it was so early. And, you know, now we're before Thanksgiving. But for me, it's kind of the kickoff. I mean, it's the end of the year, end of the semester for us. But it does. It kind of kicks off the season. And so being so early is not so bad. And, you know, put Thanksgiving as part of your holiday season. We're thankful that the season is, you know, that the semester's coming to an end. And it's also, you know, it's a lot of familiar songs and familiar things that people will you know, it opens their eyes to, hey, this is where we are in our lives right now. But it's turned into something really nice.
Jason, I know the band is going to be playing pieces that a lot of people recognize from movie scores.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We are going to be playing A Christmas at the Movies, and it has three selections kind of all sandwiched together. And it opens up with a little bit of Nightmare Before Christmas. And then it goes into a piece from Home Alone with, you know, from the movie with Colin McCalkin. And then it ends with Polar Express, the theme song from Polar Express. And the kids in the band, they, you know, really like it. It's a fun piece for them to play, too. But, you know, everybody will recognize every song from that piece.
And then you're also doing a piece that involves narration and some interesting punctuation of the blend between the music and the voice work.
Yep. We are going to be doing "Twas the Night Before Christmas." The traditional poem is kind of chopped up into little segments, and Dr. Matthew James will be narrating that with his low voice. And we're really happy that he's agreed to come along, and he's, you know, a very cheerful person anyway, very a big personality. And he's going to be narrating, and then the band kind of takes the segments after he narrates and plays a snippet of music. And what sometimes it's Rock-a-Bye Baby when it's talking about them nestling down in their kerchiefs, and you know, when Santa arrives on the roof, it's he's a jolly good fellow, and then when he goes down the chimney, it's the Hallelujah chorus, and so it's all these little familiar tunes, and it's funny how they're all put together, but it works really well.
Dr. Chandler, certainly on the choir side, lots of fun holiday favorites, but also working together with the band.
Yeah, I always enjoy that. Jason and I do as much as we can collaborating, it's fun to be able to direct the wind ensemble, and for the band and for the choir to be able to have that opportunity as well. We're going to be doing a piece called "Christmas on Broadway," and it has a little snippet in there from Sound of Music, Toyland, just, again, familiar tunes that your young children will enjoy. They'll recognize. And then we'll be doing a sing-along, and of course with the audience and the choirs. And the choirs, and we're going to have over probably 80 to 100 singers up there leading the audience on this sing-along to end the whole thing. And very familiar tunes. And then the choir will do a few pieces by ourselves with instruments, as I was saying before. We'll use some of the band instruments, some of the players. And so many of the band folks, thank goodness, are in the choir. And so it's like, who you know, I look around and I go, oh, I've got two percussion. I've got some trumpet players. So choosing music is just a lot of fun, especially this time of year. So it's just going to be a big collaboration.
There's also, I understand, a raffle that's a fundraiser.
We do this every year to put money back in the pot for music or anything that we have to have, the emergencies that we can't go through the red tape to try to get money in a hurry. This is our money. And Dr. and Mrs. Bruno opened their home on Bon Air and supply the food and the beautiful scenery decorated for the holidays. And four people will be selected by Linda Bruno during the concert, and you'll be able to invite a guest, and you can have dinner at their home, so everybody together. And so you don't have to be present to win, but come to the concert and take that chance, because we will have tickets for sale in the lobby, and they don't cost much. I mean, it's just, you know, you'll have the money on you to buy one or two or three or four raffle tickets. So,
and it's certainly something that, you know, will be supporting performing arts here.
Oh,
in
my goodness,
Louisiana.
Yes, yeah, and it's the kids do most of the selling of the tickets and all that, but it's all we've done this for. I think maybe this is our fourth, maybe fifth year that we've done it, and so we thank the Brunos for doing this for us. And so come out and take a chance on having dinner with the president and Mrs. Bruno.
Jason, after the concert, which is, we mentioned, although we've talked a lot about a lot of different things going on at the concert, it's really not that long. So you can bring small children. They'll still have some energy left, because after the concert, you go outside for the lighting of the tree, and the and Ace is going to be there, and hot cider and hot cocoa.
Last year, we convinced, and Dr. Chandler and I have been talking about this concert for years now, and we used to do it in Scott Plaza, and it just logistically for the band and the choir, it was kind of a nightmare, because we were out of our environment, shall we say, in the environment, and sometimes we had to deal with rain plans, and 1 year, I think we had to move it up into the ballroom, mm-hmm. and that wasn't a very good, you know, year, but we finally convinced everybody, hey, let us do this concert in our own house. And hey, by the way, let's move the tree, the university's tree, in front of Brown Auditorium. So when you walk out of the auditorium, there's the tree, and we light it right there, instead of having to walk, you know, around campus. Because, you know, when you think about ULM, most people drive through or drive by Desired in front of that whole street rather than drive through campus. And so they liked that idea. And so this year, yep, after the concert, we will walk outside, and there will be a box there with probably Ace and Dr. Bruno lighting the Christmas tree and lighting campus. So,
Dr. Jason Reinhardt is the Assistant Director of Bands. Dr. Debbie Chandler is the Director of Choral Activities. We've been talking about holidays at ULM, the annual holiday concert coming up Tuesday night at 5:30 in Brown Auditorium. Both of you very familiar to KEDM audiences. We hope that the KEDM audience will also come out and enjoy these
Absolutely.
Performances too.
Yes.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.